KFW Mobile.
Ken, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing on this fine Friday morning?
Very good. I've kind of been watching the news and watching the weather and how it looks like it's going to play out today. And I got my 878 and all that stuff charged up and ready to go.
Yeah, it looks like it's going a little more east than they said last night when I went to bed.
Which I guess it's going to start raining about mid-morning and then pick up more this afternoon. And the winds over here in Greenville are going to probably get up to 50 miles an hour.
Glad I had those trees taken down. They just grew dead branches is all they did.
Because I had about a year and a half, 2 years ago, before I got kind of really confined, I had five trees lined up around the back of the house, not more than 10 to 15 feet away, and I had all five of them pine trees removed, and I'm glad I did.
For 90 footers, they were probably 4 foot in diameter, and they could definitely reach the house, and that, so I had them. The squirrels liked the bark, and they would peel the bark to make a nest, and then the branch would die, and every time it stormed, I'd have a whole 30 minutes worth of picking up branches to be able to cut the grass. Man, the street lights are blowing all around over here. It's pretty windy.
I turn the outside camera on yet to look yet, but I'll be watching it. I know I had to turn the microphone down on my one camera because it kept activating or going off when the gust of wind blew, and I actually had to take our... Sally had some chimes outside the front door, and we had to take them off because if not, it would have been nothing more than shredded metal or twisted knot of wire and metal. That's how bad it was blowing even yesterday, so we took it down for the time being. KA3JCA.
TFW. Yeah, I got a bunch of outside potted plants. I moved them all and kind of consolidated them in one spot so they could help hold each other up.
Sally, make one last walk through the yard. I'm hoping it doesn't get too bad. I have that. It's a little one of them. I know it is. It's lightweight, but it's. I have one of those canopies on it. It's a 10-foot by 10-foot square. That's a dog kennel out in the back. So I'm just hoping that the wind doesn't kind of pick it up and toss it around.
Stuff around you where you don't, you can't get a direct good wind blow on it and blow it over. I know in the backyard it doesn't seem like it's blowing too bad because I got a bunch of those Bradford pear trees that are, 2 feet from each other and you can't even see through there. And it's amazing how much wind it blocks because when me and the dog go for a walk, you about get blowed down when you clear those trees.
That reminds me of the times up north when I take the wheelchair out and take the dog out. And if the driveway had ice on it, how the driveway, even just the slightest little bit of slant, once you start sliding on ice, you've got to just hang on until you come to a sudden stop. Good morning, Andrew, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
How are y'all?
Patiently for the winds and the rain. I had to get up this morning and give my daughter kind of a safety check on the being careful. She'll go in to work here at 7, but just had to kind of prepare her for the rain and the winds that are coming because she's never really driven in high winds.
Over here for a Friday. You sound like you're all enthused to get your Friday started.
I'm definitely enthused about it. Maybe snooze a couple more times so I can be more rested for today. I don't know, y'all. I don't think it's going to get as bad here. It seems to be barreling straight from my camper down at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I watched the news. We're going to get a lot of rain and some high winds. That's about it.
Daughter lives down there at Merle's Inlet with her other grandfather. And that, hopefully they'll be all right. I know I've always offered that they could come up here if they needed to, but I think they're going to ride it out. They've been doing pretty good down there. Gap cams and seeing it's getting bad. I mean, right now it's still just a little windy and rainy down there, so overall it don't seem too bad.
Okay. Well, my daughter's bringing me some breakfast real quick, so I'm going to take a pause here and let you guys pick it up. I'm going to eat some breakfast real quick, and then I'll be back. K3JCA.
Talk to you in a minute. KN4KFW. Richard KO4CEF. That dump run tonight when I get home. That way there won't be nobody at the dump if it's pouring down raining, and I won't have to do it Saturday afternoon when I get home from work. I'm going to leave today. I'm not sure how much rain we're going to get. I mean, you know, some models show like the rain won't happen until later this evening. And you know, some of them show that we're going to get more, you know, anywhere between 1 to 4 inches of rain, it seems like.
Changing it. It keeps going a little more east than what they were saying, even from last night when I went to bed. So, you know, I mean, it's probably going to get a good bit of wind and that, but at least you won't have that soaking rain before the wind.
Yeah, hope my antenna survives. This will be the first test for my 2-meter beam. I don't think we've had any really, really bad storms, so 78 mile an hour winds, we'll see.
Mine will get a test today, I guess. And that it had been in a couple of little, you know, thunderstorms, but and it's done all right so far, so we'll see.
We can do, really.
Sneezed a couple times extra today.
Went to bed a little late. It was probably pushing 11:30 before I finally went to bed and fell asleep. So I wanted to snooze at a time or two. I really wish I didn't have to go in today, but, you know, they tend to want me to be there as they're paying me, so I figure I might as well go in.
I gotta work 4 hours tomorrow, I guess, 4 or 5 hours anyway, at least until lunch.
PMs or something tomorrow?
Day starts the outage in the one plant, doing a lot of work for like the next 10 days.
Every once in a while. Still sucks when you gotta give up Saturday, but then you and your wife will have Sunday, right?
This will be the last Saturday she has to work, and then we'll have everything. Be the first Sunday since she won't have to do anymore, and then we'll have every weekend after that.
Gonna celebrate?
Ride to the mountains, you know, to try to look at some leaves, maybe go up there to off of I-40, go up to Max Patch. But I don't know now with all the rain. We just have to take a wait and see.
Yeah, which, I mean, Sunday don't look as bad. We're supposed to sell popcorn in the end of the day Saturday. And I don't think we signed up for any other shifts. But, I mean, even Saturday evening looks like most of it will be gone by then.
I had to ride out yesterday to Boiling Springs to go get some golf cart tires.
About that yesterday. That'd be rough. I'm telling you, once you leave your work, I wouldn't want to go back.
Twice had to ride out there, drop them off, and then come back, and then ride out there, pick them up, and come back.
It used to be years ago, whenever I first started at BMW, you know, every once in a while you go out to the parking lot and go eat your lunch. And it was always just so tempting just not to go back in the plant. Just call and say, you know what, I'm going to go home for the day. Oh, man, I couldn't imagine having to drive off and knowing you got to come back and do it all over again.
The younger people do, you know, they pull in the parking lot and the parking lot's full, so they just figure they got enough workers for today and
just go on back home.
Oh, shoot, golly, I mean, I had 10 or 12 brand new employees that had started for me, I mean, over the last 2 months, and I think I'm down to the last three, maybe four now. I've had 6 or 7 of them quit already.
To tell them when they're thinking about hiring on that it's called work, make sure that that's what they want to do.
Most of them realize the type of work they're getting ready to do. I mean, I had one guy, he came and, I mean, he was there 6 weeks or so, and then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I had an injury years ago, and it's really bothered me. This dude, he can't be but no more than mid-20s if that old. Like, I just don't know if I can do this. So I tried to help him out, you know, sign him up for our in-house physical therapy they'll do, where they kind of come out and give you stretches and exercises. And I tried that. He saw that guy, and then the next morning he texted me. Said, yeah, I'm not, I can't do it. I don't think this is for me. So, you know, there's nothing else I can do but say, well, good luck.
He's already hurting from an injury and he's only mid-20s. He's, when he gets to be my age, he won't be able to move.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if he made up his mind he wanted a sit-down job or what. I don't know what else you can do if you're hurting standing up. What else are you going to do?
Some of them, if you paid them to stay home, they still wouldn't be able to do it.
I definitely believe you're right. I was stupid today because I had two people want me to yield when they're coming down the friggin' entrance ramp.
And then the concept that, you know, they're supposed to merge in where they can, or I like the ones that they don't understand the concept of getting up to speed on that ramp. You know, that you're going really slow and they pull in front of you, so you have to slow down, and then they mash on the accelerator.
And they're right beside you, and I mean, in my truck, I'm not going anywhere fast, so, you know, either you got to speed up or you got to slow down. And, I don't know what it is today. People are just being stupid.
Get there before the rain.
Maybe. I figure if I'm going to get wet, I'm going to get wet.
My raincoat today, because it's probably not going to be a good umbrella day.
Umbrella day. That's why I wore a little light jacket.
Jacket on. I put a long sleeve t-shirt on under my short sleeve shirt today.
I can only last a couple days with it being right at 50 degrees. A little bit warmer this morning.
The high for today, KN4 TFW.
I think the hurricane's pushing in a little bit of warm air from its sail, trying to over top of the cold front we got in, so. Man, that's really what's kind of pushed it right towards my camper. Oh, man. I guess I'll find out if it's okay when I go down in October. KO4CF.
You know it got damaged before, you know, after the storm, what do you think?
I definitely hope so. I know they've been the storage area that my camper's kept in. They've been cleaning it up, I guess, moving trees. They were doing that last time we were down there, so. Hopefully it's okay. This is probably the closest one we've had. I know we were down there one time when one came through, but I don't remember if it stayed out to sea or it actually came in.
You know, maybe this fall we would go to one of the parks at the beach, you know, and camp for a few days. And that is a few years ago, you know, the hurricane came in and it closed down all the parts on the beach for, you know, 6 months so they can clean up and restore everything. So hope it doesn't happen that way again.
Which, I mean, it seems like it stayed fairly weak, so, I mean, hopefully just the wind and the rain won't be too bad. I mean, 70, 80 miles an hour so might not be too much. I mean, it might wipe out a few dunes, but other than that, hopefully it'll be all right.
Is that Edisto State Park? KN4 TFW.
Not about Edisto, but I've never been there. I'll tell you, a campground I was impressed with was the Hunting Island State Park. No, Hunting Beach State Park. It's, you know, it's on the other side of Merle's Inlet. Man, they had some nice paved concrete pads and everything else. I mean, I was very impressed with that campground. I mean, I didn't think it'd be that nice, but it was really nice state campground.
Looking at that one, Annette, but you know, I just have a tent, so I didn't know how it would be for a tent, but it looked like they were, you know, paved or whatever.
It's all were paved. I don't know if they had tent pads or not. Which, you know, a lot of people probably don't stay in a tent at the beach, but you do see it. But, I mean, overall, it was really nice. They had a little store you could go into, and, of course, they had a big old huge playground for the kids and whatnot. I mean, it was, I was really impressed with it compared to some of the other state campgrounds.
On a tent pad, that's for sure, and that, but still thinking about it. So when you go down to Edisto, the road, you know, head straight to the beach, maybe it takes a right to go down to the housing section, or take a left to go into State Park. And we left, and then the very next weekend there was a hurricane, and the sand at the entrance to the park on the road was like 3 or 4 foot deep.
The downside to being down there is, I mean, just the flooding, either from the rain or when the high tide comes in and then pushes that water on in. That's the biggest issue down there. Because, I mean, it's all flat. It don't drain.
My brother's down. He went out of Cape Canaveral on a cruise right before while the hurricane was coming. And so they got to, I think, Nassau, and it was pouring down rain. They got soaking wet, and then the next two or three places the boat couldn't dock because the water was too rough. And that, now the boat extended for an extra day, but man, with all the rain, it's dumping in the southern part of the state down there by the line. That really gets flooded quick.
It's interesting. I hadn't really thought about how much it would affect them, but I guess that makes sense. Have you seen some of the damage from Florida yet? I mean, man, it's crazy what all is done down there.
Roads that were completely missing.
I mean, that one bridge going between those little islands, I was thinking it was towards the Keys, but apparently it was on the other side. I could imagine being stuff on if you got down the Florida Keys and it wiped the bridge out, but I didn't get any damage to that side of it. But, I know you bet. Boy, they were getting hammered. They were stupid going out there watching the waves come in.
Down in Florida, I don't know, it was after a hurricane. We went by that Flagler Beach, and you could see Susan was standing next to on the beach, and that you could see where it eroded like 8 feet of the beach. And I mean, it's just a huge wall of sand right there, and then the main road that went down the side of the, you know, right there at the beach, and that half of it was missing.
Believe that. Well, Ken, I just pulled in the parking lot, so it's that time. I'm going to have to walk on in here and figure out how long I'm going to stay today, how long I can stomach to stay. Well, I'll probably be well over my 40 by now, so all this is just going to be extra time. So anyway, you have a good one. Be safe on the rest of your trip into work, and maybe we'll holler at you this weekend. If not, we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4 CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Sorry, Andrew. Enjoy your day. Maybe you won't have to work too long, and maybe I can catch you later. KN4 GSW.
73, Andrew, KA3JC, and back over to you, Ken.
And that, you get the daughter all briefed on how to drive?
I did. So, yeah, I got her taken care of. She brought me breakfast and so forth like that. She'll actually leave here for work. Let's see, what is it right now? It's 6. And she'll leave here in about 15 minutes.
Not that much traffic.
No school. All the schools basically around here were canceled already.
with the high winds, I guess, for the buses. And at what time did she get off?
Off around 3:30 today. So that's when a lot of the winds and rain will pick up even heavier.
I gotta be riding the interstate at 4, and that probably right in the middle of it, and everybody will be driving the same that they drive right now. Just really stupid.
I had to go to the VA to have some lab work done, and got there early and got done and headed home, and I'm like, where's all this traffic? Then I realized it's 85 at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's headed toward Greenville or Spartanburg.
Seems like there's always something on 85 every single day.
I can remember 2 years ago, I was in the left lane, and I mean, I was traveling at a good speed, and a guy come up the middle lane towing a trailer and decided to squeeze between me and another car that was in the center lane. And when he did, his trailer, it had one of those, like, 90-degree angle things that come out that hold a taillight or whatever. And he caught my tire, and it popped my tire. And then when the tire or the front end of the vehicle dropped, and the car started slowing down, it just ripped my whole front grill and bumper off. But that's all of the damage that it did. But it was almost $6,000 of damage.
I wonder, did the other driver stop?
Oh, yes, he did. It actually, I waited until that roadside assistant guy come, and he stopped traffic in all the lanes and helped me get to the shoulder, and then he helped me change the tire and get up to the QT station up there on the, thank God I was like maybe 30, 40 feet from an exit. The state trooper arrived and took everything, and from what it looked like, he kept driving, but when the trooper left, he got on northbound 85 to see if he could find the car. And probably about 6 miles up the road, the guy pulled over and tried telling the officer that I hit him and ran.
About right. That's what I've been seriously thinking about, getting me one of those dash cams.
I tell you that I was thankful that my daughter was in the car with me and that she had a good memory, because she gave the officer all of the tag, I think, except for one number. And we had the state wrong. It ended up being Georgia. But other than that, she was dead on seeing the tag that quick.
Good. You tell Miss Ashley to have an awesome day today. I know she's getting ready to leave here in a minute.
Hey, are you on your mobile rig, or are you on the 878 this morning?
Yeah, I'm on my mobile.
Audio sound any different from today than it has, like, in the past week?
Not it's anything different.
I heard some that my audio was low and some that it was high, and so I did up the mic gain just a little bit, but I try to talk to the side of the mic, like across the front of it. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, didn't seem like I was yelling into the microphone, or that it was like raspy or breaking or crackling.
Like a little bit of white noise, but nothing. I mean, I would call it perfectly fine.
The noise that everybody's hearing is from the repeater, because there's some days that the repeater sounds full quieting and no or nothing else, and then there's times it's like the receiver is not receiving too hot, and it's just It's maybe the output power is a little lower, I don't know, but it's it comes and goes.
Getting into the test today with the high winds, and so high up on the mountain, and all the rain and everything, so it may take a toll on it. KN4 GSW.
I was going to tell you too, the today at 9 o'clock, SC Heart's supposed to be activating their repeater systems. So I don't know. Did you get the email off of SC Heart, or did you hear what I said yesterday when I read the announcement?
To both.
My phone. Okay. So this goes to you and anybody else that's listening that uses the UHF stuff, but SC Heart is going into emergency operations mode this morning at 9 a.m. and will remain until Ian passes. The SC Heart system status: the Conway UHF repeater is operating as a standalone repeater, and it cannot link to the statewide network. It will not be available to support any statewide communication for Ian. The Whitehall UHF has low link audio, and engineering was not able to resolve the issue. It can be linked statewide, but the audio from that network will be weak. Greenville, Dillon, and Hilton Head DMR repeaters are not linked due to network issues at the sites and will not be available for statewide communication.
JTA.
And on the link repeaters, or, listen to it when it was. I know I was scrolling, having the radio scan the other day, all the, the local ones and everything, and I can hear different ones popping on, so I know I can reach several of them.
I know, so it's nice that on Fridays they usually turn those link systems on. People have them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I know somebody was talking about they can talk from here to Myrtle Beach to a friend of theirs, which that's an awesome that they do that. So, but it looks like the Disney World is reopening. KH3JZA.
That dollar and that bring, you would think that they would stay closed a little bit longer so that the people, the local people that it affected could, get things straightened out without having to deal with all of the extra people. It just is aggravating that they got to do that.
I mean, that part of Disney World and that area did not get affected as much as far as just rain. I have a friend that lives like 5 miles from Disney World, and I talked to her yesterday, and all they got was the rain. They didn't get any damage.
Yeah, my sister left from down there, I guess last week they were down there.
Did they make it back safe?
Yeah, Roger, they got back on Sunday. My brother's down there. They went out on a cruise, I guess, right before the hurricane hit. But then they were going to the Bahamas, but the water was so rough that the ship couldn't dock anywhere. So now it's getting back a day late, letting things clear up. So it's going to be kind of a useless trip to just stay on the boat.
Refund, or the passengers, or offer them another cruise when that happens, knowing that the hurricane's coming and they still set sail, and then it apparently arrives to the islands where you can't dock. I've had that happen before where I did go on a cruise. Now, we only missed one docking port because the waves were so high, but we just kept on going, and the ship kind of skirted around the area, and we got two other stops out of it, but at that time, the cruise line didn't offer anything as a compensation. KA3JCA.
Oh, I know the daughter went out on one, and the hurricane was supposed to hit where they left from before they got back, and they went out, and then they got cut short, and when they got, when they got back, they were telling everybody to evacuate. The hurricane was coming, and then he parked the car, and it was on empty, and it took forever to get back home.
Down Florida, that's one thing I learned quickly, that no matter what's going on, don't let your tank get below one half a tank, but keep it filled all the time. So, yeah, it seems like you were going to the gas station more times than not, but still, during hurricane season, you didn't want to be caught with an empty tank or anything less than a half of a tank.
Well, I have made it into my parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Enjoyed the Kisto this morning, helping me get in. And you and Miss Sally and Ashley have an awesome day, and I'll catch up with you this weekend, KN4TSW.
7-3, have a good day, Ken, KA3JCA.
4ZLK. Richard, I just made it to the parking lot. I'm N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, have a good day, KA3JCA.